Schuss, durch Shiva Schlitte. Baruch Hashem. I'm here again, I see. Stoira wächst here in Los Angeles. A new building. So, Simon, if you build, you need a building. Baruch Hashem, Eberster should give and should be full. This building, the other building. And Rosh Hashiva would have a problem. Hashem, what to do, where to put the third building. And I just spoke with the Rosh Hashiva Take. This whole idea of Torah, what we call Torah, is built up. Your door, your generation has been born to a normal Torah existence, more or less. There are yeshivas. You have to pick which one to go to. That's the whole problem. There's no problem. There are no yeshivas. What do I do? Doesn't exist today. There are no chaverim who go into yeshivas. These are problems of a door before you. Baruch Hashem, that today we're here with a fixed. I'm not talking about just Los Angeles, the whole world. Eretz Yisrael, New York, everywhere. Europe. Bein Shalom had Rachmanos after the Muhammad. Even though the Chayr al Piteva, there was no future. Here he took out the Mira Bochrim through Russia, Shanghai, places that were just not unheard of in Jewish history. And in Shanghai, some gvir a few years before Adam Shugasi has to have a big shul for what, for his minyan, was Kama Minyan over there. He's building this big shul with a big kitchen downstairs to make big kiddushim and chasen for who? Nobody was living there. He wanted a gvir, he had money, so he did. So you have money, you do what you want. You think you do what you want. You do what the Ribbono Shel Olam tells you to do. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted there should be a place ready for the Mira Yeshiva with its hundreds of bochrim. But the anger at this gvir, who never heard of a yeshiva in his life, had no idea what it is, to build this big, big, huge beis medrash with a big kitchen. Everything is ready. And how all the other gedolim got out. The few who did manage to get out and to rebuild Torah against, wasn't against all odds. It was against Mother Nature more than against all odds, the Maisa. Wasn't Shaykh. You think it's just in America that there was no future for Torah? When the Baron came here, he was a laughing stock. Not a laughing stock, excuse me. People had pity on him. He's still living over there. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So I'll tell you a secret. In Eretz Yisrael, also at the same time, it was the same thing. Nobody thought building yeshivas. Well, they had small yeshivas and so on. But the yeshivas with hundreds of bochrim. They had pity again on those who thought about it that way. Abba Shido, Vani zois brisi oisam oma Hashem, Dvorai asher samti beficho, pizaracho, lo yamushu mipicho, pizaracho, meato v'yado ilom. My grandfather, Ponovich Rav Zatzal, used to say, I remember when I was a kid, he says, al pidigduk, it should say, Vani zois brisi itam. When you make a bris, you make between two people. So the bris has to be with them, with Klal Yisrael. I'm making a bris with Klal Yisrael. What's this? Ani zois brisi oisam on them. So who's the second partner to this bris? We make a bris meal as a bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need two people to make a treaty. You can't make a treaty by yourself. The Zedek Gezok, no. It's bedafka the Loshan. Vanizois brisi oisam, I'm making a bris on you, on Klal Yisrael. Torah will be by you forever. They'll always learn in Klal Yisrael. There'll always be yeshivas in Klal Yisrael. That's my bris on you, if you want or if you don't want. My bris is on you. I don't need you for a partner to help me. And that's the ness of Torah that we see. Of course, Stako Boi Raisa, Boro Almo, Boinu Shaloylam looked at the Torah, and with that he built up the world. Zoktiba from Reb Chaim, that's our Reb Chaim Briska, says that we have our ideas that the world has no kiyum, can't exist with Ritziches and Gnevas, everybody's going to kill each other, everyone's going to start be a gunner from each other, and steal and rob. The world can't exist that way. So Mimela, the Torah, made a Yisol, a Sirtzach, a Signoiv. Chaim said it's a mistake, a complete mistake. The world could be Mekuyim that way if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. But being that it says in the Torah, Loi Sirtzach veLoi Signoiv, so the world can't exist in that way. Because it's against the Torah. That's what Torah is. That's how our life is. And I saw, I think, a Moira de Kabbalah Turim, and the parshas of the Mishkan now, learning about the Mishkan in the Chumash. And it says in Parshas Truma, by the Oran, V'asiso shnayim kruvim zohov. You will make two kruvim by the Oran. Miksho tasois amishnei k'tsois ha-kapoires. It should be a part of the kapoires of the Oran. V'hoyu akruvim perseich nofayim lemalo soichachim bechanfeyim ala kapoires. They will have like wings which should go up. They were standing on the side of the Oren and the wings went on top of the Oren. They were spread out. Ufneim ishel ochiv ela kapoires yu pnei akruvim. Their faces should be one against the other, not that they would be looking east or west to the other sides, but their faces of the Kruvim were one looking at the other. The Balaturim says, what is Ishel Ochiv Pneim Ishel Ochiv? What is that supposed to be? We're talking about Kodesh HaKodoshim. The most holiest part of the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the Oren. And from the Oren, the Kruvim, but this is Mamish the Shechina Kimat on this world. It's the nearest thing that we can get to have Shechina on this world. So who cares where they looked, what they looked, what stayed on? Balaturim says a few words. Moiridik. Ufneyam Ishel Ochiv. Kemoi Shnei Chaveirim. Like two friends, or chevrusa. Chevrusa comes from Loshon chaverim. Shenoisin venoisnim bedivrei Torah. They're talking and learning. They're retin learning. You hear what the holiest thing on this world is? Doesn't say the God Lador is saying a shia. Doesn't say that two big rabbonim are talking and learning, or discussing a halacha. What's going to be the psak halacha? Shnei chaverim, two bochrim, chavrusa, noisim and nois meretin leonim. That's how the kruvim looked. Ishel ochiv, there's one thing only. Shnei chaverim, shenoisin venoisnin bedivrei Torah. They're not even being machadish ashiya. They're talking and learning. Vosi pshat. That's the focal point of the universe. Mivais in the Mishkan, says in the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, that's keneged the human being, it's keneged the whole Olam, this world. Every part of the Mishkan is connected to something else in the world. But the central part, the heart of the world, you and your Chevrusa, that's the real world. That's the most important part of the world. That's the heart. Noisim and noisim. So you have to be careful. You have a mitzias, a shaychas, kesedel, to be not a moshul from the kruvim, but to be the kruvim themselves, the kruvim al kamoi chaverim. They're a dimyan. They're only a moshul to shnei chaverim shenoisim benoisim b'divrei Torah. So when you're sitting and learning with a chevrusa, you're not just, I don't understand Pshat and Gemara, that's till we find out, when we find out, that's the learning. No, that's not the learning. The learning is the etzem, talking and learning till you get to the point. There's a well-known medrash. Probably most of you, if not all of you, have heard the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Kabbalah Torah, went on Har Sinai, went all the way up, Lashamayim, went to get the Torah, to be Makabal Torah. And all of a sudden, the Malachim saw Moshe Rabbeinu is up here, and he wants to get the Torah. Malabos of Adam Beineinu. We're great, we're Malachim, we're the highest that could be. Uifanim, Srofim, we have no asogis what that is. Unkumta, a human being here. A human being is coming here amongst us. And what does he want? He wants the Torah, the Boinah Shalolam. You're allowing your holy Torah, the Torah Hakdusha, to be taken down to earth, between human beings, boss of Adam, such lowly things. We want the Torah. We're roi for Torah. We're malachim. We're not full of chet, v'ovoin, v'pesha. We want Torah. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam answered to them, you eat, you drink, achila yesh etzlechem. You don't eat. The Torah is written for people who eat. Well-known medrash, very poshita medrash. But if we think a little bit, what's the question? What's Ribbono Shel Olam's answer? What do the malachim want? First of all, malachim don't have kina. They don't have pesha chet v'oven. They don't have kina. Number two, they took away, we're disturbing you from learning. You can learn vaita. So what? They're going to learn in the... Klal Yisrael is also going to learn Torah. What does that disturb you? Nobody's taking away anything from you. What's bothering them? Second, malochim. Malochim have one object, what they have to do. What are they mixing into things like this? A malach does what he's supposed to do. That's all. He has no... Ashkofes and no problems. He knows Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's it. Kavod Hashem. You're supposed to say Shira, Nekadesh Hashimcha, Baruch Vod Hashem. That's a malach. So what is he all of a sudden looking for? A new job to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Torah has to be here. We want it. We want it. You do what you're told. And what's the answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It sounds a very good answer, yeah, but you don't eat. And I give the Torah for those who need who it's written for. But there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ben Seire Rumoire, Lehoyo Veloyiye, and the Hagdil Torah La Adira. Never was such a thing as Ben Seire Rumoire, and there won't be. Iranidachas, לא יהיה ולא יהיה. בייס המנוגה, לא יהיה ולא יהיה. So why didn't somebody come and say, you're giving to Klal Yisrael this kind of Torah? It has nothing to do with them. They don't have a bayis hamenuga. They don't have a ben soira or moira. You have to give it to someone who is shayach ben soira or moira by the Klal Yisrael will never come out. Forget it. It's not for them. No, vos, Torah is Torah. So what do I care if a chutz from Iran idachas, a chutz from ben soira, also, no sevash of gedi b'chalei v'imo will never come to pass by us. What's the answer? The pshat, I think, is completely different than the medrash. The malochim were doing their job. What's their job? Kvoid Hashem, like we said. Shiro. Hallel Hashem. Boruch kvoid Hashem im koimoi. Covered from Ribbono Shel Olam. They weren't doing because of Kina, because they wanted it. That's not the job of the Malach. They were doing it Ribbono Shel Olam. Where's the covered for you? It's your Torah. And you're putting it between Poshet the boss of Adam. It's not covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Torah. That's their job, to daiga for covered Hashem. There is no covet like that. And the Ribbono Shel Olam answered them, you're wrong. You don't understand. Bidiyuk lehefech. The biggest covet for me is not that malochim, shrofim, voifanim, who are on such a high level that they're learning my Torah. That they're noise v'noisein b'chevrusa in Torah. Malochim, poshut. I want plain people who eat and drink, who tshayach by zeloi sevah shel gedi b'chalei v'imoi. They're learning my Torah. They're noisiv and noisin in Torah. That's the greatest, biggest covet for me. And if you pay attention to a what you say in the Payit, Shana Yom Kippur, one of the piyutim, Asher Oimetz Tihilosecho, Mishinane Shachar, Doidun Yidoidun, the power, the strength of being Mahalel Hashem, the Malochim, the big Malochim, Mishinane Shachar, the highest Malochim, they're being Mahalel Hashem. Viso sehilo mi bosovo dom mi rimo vesoileo. And anyways, afal pichein va viso you yearning, Kadosh Baruch Hu is yearning for tehilo, not from the malochim, but from bosovo dom, from rimo vesoileo, who lives a short life. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That's what I want. Does it for me much more than the Malachim giving me praise. A Ben Odom who has a Yetzer Hara, who's so lowly, he is lowly. And he can comprehend and understand that you have to learn Torah. That shows how big Torah is and how great Torah is. Malachim learn Torah is no coins of other. Of course they understand you have to learn. That's how the Torah was given. Dafke for us. So dafke, if someone's feeling, who am I? Well, Gdolei Ador, Chaim Kanievsky, all right, he can sit and learn. My Rosh Yeshiva, he can sit and learn, Baruch Hashem. But me, well, first of all, I can't, it's hard. It's hard. It's great, not always. And second, I'm using my Torah. I'm not mechadish anything anyways. I'm not printing a sefer. I'm not putting out a chidush here. Reb Shimon, a Bilka Shmuel, a Chaznish, a Kilis Yankev, a Viezri, whatever. Yes, I'm... No, bedavke. Your learning has in it things which their learning doesn't have. Ve'ovisa sehilo davke from Bos of Adom. Dafka for someone who has a Yetzer Hara not to learn. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And that's for him the biggest tehillah that there is. I heard once, b'shem an elter zeder, Reb Leib Rubin, the Vilkamira Rav, he said also in the Gemara where it says here about the Kruvim, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Tes, whole sugi about the Kruvim. And interesting, the Gemara says the two psukim, one is this posuk, Pneim Ishel Ochiv, and in Melochim the posuk says by the Kruvim, Upneim Labais. They weren't one against the other. They were looking at the other side, to the Heichel. And the Stira, the Gemara answers, Kan bizman she Yisrael oisin ritzoinu shel mokoim is pneyam yishal ochiv. Kan bizman she ein Yisrael oisin ritzoinu shel mokoim. Then it's pneyam el abayis. The biggest ritzoinu shel mokoim. That's from one against the other. Noisin ve noisin be divrei Torah. That's the biggest ritzoinu shel mokoim. And the Gemara goes on to say, Mokoim oroin einoi mi amido. Bosh the chesben, there were 20 amas. On each side of the oron there were 10 amas. So where does the oron fit in? The 20 amas are taken by both sides of the oron. So where's the oron standing? Benes einoi mi amido. Reb Leibele asks, it's a nes. Of course it's a big nes. Who needs the nes? Because Baruch doesn't stand make nisim, doesn't throw nisim around. There's a tachlis, you need a nes. There was nothing to eat in the midbar. He brought man. They had to go Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf. Doniel was thrown in Goy Varoyas, he has to stay alive. All kinds of nisim happened. Haman wanted to kill out Gans Klau Yisrael. So Nisay Nistor, but not a tachlis. What's the tachlis of this nes of Mokom Oron Einoi Me'amido? It's a very nice thing, but what? Felt Nisim. So he said that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to show us, you should know the Oron, which is Neged Torah. Yeah, the Kruvim, that's Torah. The Sefer Torah was in the Oron. Einoi me'amido, it has no natural existence in this world. So don't be worried. You say, well, what's going to be with Torah? Where's going to be? Who's going to be? What's going to be? There's no future. There's no such thing. Torah does not exist according to natural law, or to the laws of what they call Mother Nature, Rahman al-Islam. Has no shaykhus with these things. Torah is kulay ruchnias, and that's how it's being kept here in this world. So don't ask kashyas and don't worry. Ritman Zedek is Oktamol. It was drushes about giving money for yeshivas. When Alam Gedalshin, right after the Second World War, we have to build up Torah, otherwise there's going to be no kiyum for Torah, which sits on our shoulders. We have to build the yeshivas and help the yeshivas, otherwise there's no Torah. And the last Dalshin was my grandfather. I knew everyone was going to stay to listen to him. I asked him, so he said, whatever was said until now, that's not our business. Torah will last with us, without us, that's no problem. Our part is one thing. We have to look to it that we should have a schus and a chelek in that Torah that will be rebuilt by Nisim. But don't worry about the Torah. We have to have our chelek. Avadis, you don't din him, you have to be makayim, you have to be, there's din, how to be makayim about tshuva, it's also not hocus pocus. It goes with din him, there's halachas, and all these things. Ribbono Shel Olam should give that through our noisi v'noisin, chaverim, chevruses, batoira, we should be zoiche to see the moshel. We're the nimshol, we're the real thing. We should be zoicha to see, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, the Oroin with the Kruvim. We should be Zoicha to be Oisim Ritzoino Shel Mokoim with Mashiach Tzidkeinu B'mehu Yomeinu Amen.